The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know how we got to talking about this off air, but we don't have any choice but to talk about it on air now. Mm-hmm. Are there professions that you could not, would not date? And let me just start with the obvious one. The person who sees your privates.
I was going to start with radio host.
No, but like, I mentioned this on the air. Like, we were at a concert or something. Who was that? Somebody was like, this is my beautiful single friend. And she's also an eye doctor, maybe?
I think she, okay. Yeah, optometrist. Which is like, why, that bothers me. We always say eye doctor. Everyone says eye doctor instead of optometrist. It's like the one.
But we don't know if she's an optometrist. She could be an ophthalmologist.
Is that why?
What's an ophthalmologist? It's
just, I feel like they just don't get enough respect. Where I was like, going to the eye doctor. You know?
Like, sometimes.
Like, instead of saying, we're going to the teeth doctor.
Right. Like, we don't say that.
The teeth doctor? Yeah.
Or like the
she's
toe
right.
Doctor.
The way she said that made it seem like she's dumb. So why do we say eye doctor?
Well, maybe we should start.
And everyone does it.
I'm
it's
going
not
to
even
the mouth person.
Right.
Well, that's
the ear doctor.
A lot weirder.
The skin doctor.
Yeah, you don't say skin doctor. You say dermatologist.
Maybe ophthalmologist is just too hard to say.
It's optometrist or ophthalmologist.
That is why.
That's why we say. But I will say this: like, if you go to, with all due respect to like those places, Pearle Vision, Lens Crafters, whatever, you don't always see a doctor. Like sometimes you're just seeing.
Yeah, I don't.
Because somebody now they just like shove the thing up to your face and goes, and then like they kind of have you. They. Like before, they used to have to turn the knobs 100 times themselves.
Yes.
Now the computer thing just goes, whoop, we got you pretty much dialed in.
Wow.
And we just check for astigmatism where they go, this better, that better, this better, that better.
Interesting.
Anyway, that person, could you sleep with them? I felt it'd be weird if she was my optometrist.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
That Why one, not? I think you could, but like.
That's not too, it's weirdly intimate because it's your eye and you would gaze lovingly into her eyes. But
lovingly feels weird. But okay.
She'd be like.
But it feels
you
less.
You need a new checkup because something's funky going on.
She's a little cloudy.
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
But like your mouth doctor, your teeth doctor, could you date them?
Oh, one time I. Oh no.
You can't start a sentence like that.
Oh no. One time I had major flirtations with a dentist and. We were then Facebook friends.
Whilst he had your hands in your mouth, you flirted with him?
He flirted with me. He was doing a root canal.
Oh, gosh.
And saying, wow.
No. Like, I don't know. It was really weird. I was like 22 and like, you know, dumb. So anyway, yeah,
tell me what flirting looks like though when he's ripping a root out of one of your teeth.
I don't know. He was just like chatty, and then afterwards he was lingering. And
do we believe as the other people in the room that Erica is an accurate judge of whether he was flirting? Because you had drugs on board. It's like that guy totally wants me.
I swear, it was happening, and then I had to go for a checkup.
And then who Facebook friended who?
I did. Okay. My roommate at the time
psychopath.
Was like, do it. And like, I regret it. I deleted him so quick. I was like, that was just so weird.
I
never saw him again, but would have continued down that path had he made that choice.
But then you couldn't, how do you make out with somebody who's had their hands in your mouth?
That's a great question. I didn't think that far.
Okay. So the question that was on the table before we started talking on air, could you date your gyno?
No. And I also could not have a male.
Why not?
Why does he care?
Why does he care? Because he's your doctor?
But why did he choose to go into that field? I'm sorry to all male gynecologists.
Hold on. Are you saying that he's creepy because he's a male?
Not creepy, but like, how did we end up here?
He took an Please. Oath.
He could have picked anything else.
Oh my God. I don't want to scare the squirrel, but I need to hear more from you.
Okay.
What are you talking about? You think, because I do have this exact same theory. About clowns.
What?
They don't belong in the operating room, for sure.
Right.
Yes, you don't want a clown giving you a pap smear, right? Am I wrong?
Right.
No, but like...
What is your theory about clowns?
How did they get here? I'm a creepy person who wants to disguise my face and be around kids.
Huh? Luckily, a gynecologist is very different from that.
Well, they disguise their face and they want to be around hoo-ha.
Okay. I actually, you know, I said I could never, but I actually had one male do like a quick operation.
We got to get her better insurance.
Can Aaron chime in here?
No. Why? Because she has one?
Yeah, yeah. I have a male gyno. I don't.
It's better, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's better?
I don't care any gender of my doctors. As long as you went to school, you got your license, your degree, you know what you're talking about. Sure.
Yeah, why'd he go to school, Aaron?
No. Science is cool. Our bodies are amazing.
What's his end game, Look, Aaron?
I could be the problem because it's like there should be more research on the female body as it is. So maybe those men are trying to make a difference.
Why did you
But also, because then also, why?
Because here's
can I ask a dumb question real quick? What's the difference?
You.
What's the difference between a gyno and an OBGYN? Well the GYN is gyno. Right? So yeah. OB just means the baby
Obstetrician,
part?
Yeah. So they can,
yeah, I think that's okay. The baby part.
Mm. Yeah. They just want to be in there or they want to take things out of it. Okay. It's like, you know, being a safe putter or a safe cracker.
I feel like I've offended.
It's a noble profession.
No, listen.
I've offended the male gynecologist population.
I don't think you have. Well, here's what I've known from, I've dated women who have had both.
Okay.
Male and female. Mm-hmm. They say the male is better because it's kind of like a woman CEO is like mean to all the women underneath her kind of
well,
thing.
No,
that's a proven thing. We've talked about it on the show. There's been studies where it's like they clawed their way to the top. I'm like, F you got to claw your way too. And like female gynos are the same. They're like, I know you can stretch farther. Like they're
I know the pain that you go through with your period.
Yes.
This is, you don't need.
Like they do an ablation and they don't numb it enough or whatever. They're just like, because they're like, you can handle it. It's like a lightsaber.
Coming from you.
Is that a lightsaber?
And like, yes. And we're like,
I've never thought this way.
But it's true. It's like men are harder on their sons, right?
Sure, yeah, because you yeah.
Rub some dirt on it, boy.
Yeah,
let's go.
I've been there. I know.
Oh, you just got kicked in the... let me bounce you twice and let's go. And female gynos are just like, you got this. And then they just...
Have that on hand. That's what
I knew how this was going to end.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.